These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett along with
Favaz.
And our show is brought to you by Black Raven AFC.
Websites are not like, you know, you make one and they're just going to show up and they're going to be at your website. If you want your business website to get found online, it takes strategy. Putting together an SEO, a search engine optimization plan with a team here in St. Louis is your first step into getting found when your potential customers go out looking for your services. Don't just get found when people look for you. Get found when people look for what you do. Let Black Raven AFC help you today. Just go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
And it is time for show number 60. And today it's an interview Favaz did
down in Cabo San Lucas at the Cabo Wabo Cantina, Sammy's place, and it's Chad Kroger of Nickelback. Mm-hmm. And I remember, John, I don't remember the year. That was probably 04 or 05, something like that. I just remember, you know, Sammy had tons of his friends there. And, you know, they'd walk backstage and I'd interview him.
Yeah.
You know, and so Ted Nugent was there and Chad from the Chili Peppers was there. Chicken Foot was not a thing yet.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, what's that country artist? Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney was there. I didn't interview him. He was walking around. And Chad Kroger. And, they couldn't be nicer. They were just, it was a different kind of situation. I was the only one back there and, you know, they were there for Sammy and his birthday and everything. And it was just a cool vibe.
Why were you the only radio station back there?
Because I don't think any station had tried to be back there. You know, if Sammy's going to allow, you know, and Sammy has to, because it's his place. I mean, I'm literally in his office. Okay. Next to the backstage, which is up above and you walk down and everything. You know, if Sammy's going to let anybody do it, it's going to be somebody from Qayshi. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be the one. And we did many of those.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Off the top of your head, besides these guys here at this birthday party, what are some others from the years?
Wow. I don't know.
No. Yeah.
This was a big one. I just remember, and I remember Sammy getting really pissed off at the lead singer of Smash Mouth. Do you remember Smash Mouth?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll tell the story.
Well, at the end?
I'll tell it at the end. Okay. Sammy got really pissed, and he was there. And Chad Kroger, this guy that we're about to do, has a thing for the guy in Smash Mouth, too. He was a drunk, and he just said some shit, and Sammy didn't like it, and Chad Kroger didn't like it.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Chad Kroger of Nickelback with Favaz.
All right, we're live on the air in St. Louis, so please don't cuss.
Okay.
Chad Kroger from Nickelback, Qayshi in St. Louis. Hey, everybody. Hello to everybody in St. Louis.
How's everybody doing in St. Louis?
All right. So, man, it's been a long time since Nickelback has been in St. Louis. I don't know if you keep track of stuff like that, but...
It has.
Did your voice crack there? I think it might have a little
crack?
Bit. Yeah.
I don't know.
Thought it did.
It's been a while. I don't know why that is. We've just... the last America tour we just did, we teamed up with the boys from Three Doors Down, and who else was on that tour? Puddle of Mud, and a bunch of other kids, and we just, you know,
speaking of lead singers with problems.
Yeah, Wes Scantlin.
Yep.
Had no say of where we were going. My only say was if I wanted to go along for the ride, and we had a good time. I wish we had hit St. Louis. I missed that town.
Well, you are known as truly one of the best songwriters in the business these days. Have you are, and you know you are, dude. Now, come on. Now, has anybody asked you to write for them?
Yeah, lots of people.
Lots of people. Oh, yeah.
My mom wants me to write her a song. I don't know about anybody cool, but I mean, my mom's cool, but people come to me.
Oh, I got a Chad Kroger story to tell you at the end of this interview as well.
Good.
Think about it.
But lately, everything I come up with, I'm more and more reluctant to give away. You know, I kind of want to keep these things to myself because it's cool when you can continue to play those songs for a long time. I've given some songs away that I wish I could have kept, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm sure. So I read a thing about a month or so ago that Josie Scott of Saliva. Is there a little tension between you guys because of the song Hero, or is there?
He didn't lose my phone number.
Pause that.
Yeah, pause that.
That song, great song, was from the Spider-Man soundtrack. And I think, Those two did it together. They sang, and man, it's a really good song. You remember that song?
I do, yeah.
And I think Chad wrote it, and I don't know what the tension is, and he's about to say what it is.
Okay. It's a wonderful coincidence that their brand new record was coming out, and he needed to drum up a little press. And so he's like, well, what am I going to do? I guess I can say that Chad owes me $40,000. And, I tried to call him as soon as I heard all this, and he doesn't want to take my phone call because he doesn't want to feel silly. And so I don't know what he's saying. You know, I don't like slinging mud, you know, but I will always defend myself. Anybody out there who wants to know how the music business works, if you want to get paid, you got to write the song. You know, you don't just show up and go, hey, how come I didn't get any money from this? You know what I mean? So, yeah. I guess if I had a record coming out and I was worried that not enough people knew that I had a record coming out, that I'd probably start talking some smack to somebody, you know.
There you go. We're talking.
So what? So he didn't think that Josie Scott was kidding. He really does think that he might have been serious about it.
Well, Josie apparently said something like, hey, he owes me money for that song.
Right.
But Chad said, if you want to get paid, you have to write the song. And so he did all that because Saliva had a new record coming out, so he was drumming up attention.
I thought initially he said he was just kidding when he told the media, oh, Chad owes me $40,000,
to drum up. Oh,
but apparently there really is an issue.
I don't know. It could have been.
Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, and so many great songs you guys have had already. What's your favorite song, Nickelback song, that you've written?
Oh, my favorite Nickelback song would probably be Highway to Hell. Yeah.
You wrote that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like me, but I'm a huge, huge fan of that song. And
what are you going to do without hockey now, man? Are you...
Why was he saying that? Somebody else was laughing in the background.
I don't know. But these guys are big hockey fans because they're from Canada.
Yeah.
And all the hockey players... always want to meet them. So I remember seeing them at the amphitheater and stuff, and some of the blues players were. David Backus was there, I remember at the time. So
you're from Canada, and I know you know a lot of hockey players and things like that. Are you bummed about this, or what's the vibe?
Well, it's a great time to go on tour in Canada because you can rent arenas for an all-time dirt price. low ticket bargain price. Yeah, of course I'm bummed out. You know, I'd love to see the boys out there scoring goals and doing what they do best, but unfortunately, things don't always work that way. And I've got a ton of friends that are, you know, they're in the league. So I invite them to my place now, and we play paintball in the back 20, and it's all good.
And we'll continue with the KC tapes, but first a word from our sponsor, Black Raven AFC. Black Raven AFC, they can really help build your website. They build websites for businesses like yours every day. Beautiful, functional websites that are designed for the people that are actually going to be using them, your customers. Websites that connect users with real business objectives, and they make a real difference for everybody involved. When you're ready to make your website really matter, let Black Raven AFC help you. They're great at this. Go to blackravendigital.com. That's blackravendigital.com, and reach up today.
Once again, we're talking to Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. So what are you guys up to right now? I know you were out on tour with Three Doors Down, so your new record coming up soon, or are you writing? I'm sure you must write all the time.
It's good to, you know, have a couple in the back pocket for sure. But, yeah, we're on hiatus right now. I told everybody that the second we got off the road, you know, not to expect anybody to be hitting record anytime soon, and that we were going to, you know, I wanted to sit around on a beach somewhere and get fat and, you know, looky here.
So this is my first. We come to Cabo every year and we broadcast. So this is my first time seeing you down here. How did you meet Sammy Hagar?
He invited us the first year. The first year that I shouldn't say the first year. It would have been 2 years ago.
Oh, when they had the hurricane?
When they had the hurricane. That was my first, my run in with the Red Rocker. And yeah, we couldn't come down. We couldn't play, but I wanted to come anyway, you know. So we came in the spring, and I bought a house down here. Yeah, Chad Smith from the Peppers and I are now neighbors, and I go over and knock on his door.
Chad Smith from the Peppers, the drummer.
Yeah, I wonder why those two haven't ever collaborated. Or
I
have
don't know.
They?
I don't think they have. So. Yeah. But yeah, I got to find that interview too.
Yeah,
Chad.
And. Yeah, I have, you know, once you come down here, I mean, you know what it's like. You get Cabo fever, and you're like, hey, if I could spend a long period of time somewhere in the world, you know, when it's not too pleasant in your home country or your home state or wherever it is, you know, this would definitely be the place to go.
Is Cabo just really Americanized? You wouldn't even know you're in
Mexico.
Yeah,
it's very touristy. You would still know. But it's certainly tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm. Are you from Vancouver?
I am from Vancouver.
Okay, so all right, I think that's about all I wanted to ask. I'm trying to think, man. It was so cool to see you up here. What are you gonna now? Obviously, this is going back to St. Louis, so you know nobody's gonna know anything ahead of time here. But what are you playing with Sammy tonight? You're going out tonight?
They want me to go on stage and play something tonight. They probably want me to play some Nickelback, but I'm probably not gonna do it. I'm gonna get on stage, but I'm definitely gonna play something else. You know? Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you know. I play my stuff all the time. If I get to get on stage with, you know, somebody other than Nickelback, I want to play something else. You know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather look around and...
Oh, you're sick of your own music as well.
You know what he played? No. I think.
kidding.
Stop. He played Born on the Bayou, CCR.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he's done that numerous times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'd rather jam some CCR, you know, some Born on a Bayou or something really cool.
See?
Well, we can't wait to see that. Once again, Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. Thanks, dude. And we hope to see you in St. Louis sometime.
Absolutely.
All right, here's Never Again from Nickelback on Casey.
All right, there you go. Nice. Yeah, I met Chad Kroeger backstage at a show here, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, he and I start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we knew each other for years. I don't
Isn't
know what
cool?
the heck happened.
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's just a really nice guy.
And I remember we were talking... stocks and investments and money and stuff like that. And man, we were just really going off on it. And then while he was talking to me, his phone lit up and I saw the name of the person who was calling. Avril Lavigne.
Aha. His future. Was he married to her then?
No, he wasn't married to her.
Oh.
Then. And it was kind of.
Saw that on his phone?
Yeah. It was kind of a scoop that he was dating her or something.
That's cool.
And then he married her, didn't he?
Yeah, he did marry her. He's still married to her. Smash Mouth. So the guy, we were backstage. I don't know if it was right at that time or it could have been later in the evening. And I don't remember what the guy from Smash Mouth was saying. But Chad, you know, said something to, you know, they were talking. They were kind of going off on one another jokingly in a way. But I'll never forget Chad's Kroeger saying, I smell jealousy. And if anybody was going to be jealous, it would be the guy from Smash Mouth because, you know, Chad Kroeger was a hit machine.
Yeah.
One other thing that happened while we were there, you remember the song Figured You Out from Nickelback?
Yeah.
I like your pants around your feet and all that. I asked him, not on the air, I said, who is that song about? And he pointed to his then girlfriend.
Oh.
Right there.
Nice.
She was a very attractive woman. Yeah. And apparently he was engaged a few times and never pulled the trigger. Mm-hmm. Never got married. But Avril.
She was the one with the freckles on her chest. Isn't that the same song? That's a different song.
Yes, yeah, that's the same,
song. Yeah.
But she was blonde. You know, typical freckles are on redheads.
But if the song was about her, that's what he said.
One more thing with Smash Mouth. The guy was on stage saying, where the fuck are you, Sammy Hagar? Get your ass down here. To Sammy.
Oh.
You know, during when he was playing. And I was just sitting there going, you would say that about Sammy?
Yeah.
You know, and you could just tell, you know, Sammy wasn't real thrilled with that. But
he was drunk, though.
Oh, yeah. He was buzzed.
Smash Mouth guy,
I can't remember his name. But, Chad, I mean, I've interviewed them a handful of times. And, you know, him and his brother, you know, they talk about a couple brothers in the band. They still get along. They don't write hits like they used to.
No.
You know, but.
There's only so many in there, I think.
Yeah, I think once you go to the well too much, it dries up.
Yeah, they may have maxed out. But they had a great run right there. And I tell you, when we saw them here, too. They put on a fantastic concert.
They are always really good.
And it is a rock concert, man. It's almost like a hard
fireworks,
rock.
Fireworks, lights.
Yeah, it's a hard rock concert.
It's a big arena cock rock show, John.
Yeah, it is.
When
no
you
doubt
say
about
that.
That.
And they even played at Pops. I saw them at the Pageant once.
Wow.
You know, Nickelback came a long way. And I would hope that they would put out something that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he can sing a song.
He can.
He's a damn good singer.
He can write it, too.
Yeah.
So.
All right, that's episode 60. Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And hi, I'm Favaz, and I'm out of here.
All right, see you later.
AMF.
Thanks to Black Raven Digital for sponsoring us. Go to blackravendigital.com. Adios, my friends.
The KC Tapes with U-Man and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.